be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Two houses. You can build your house on the teachings of the Lord Jesus. Build your house on a rock foundation, so that when the storms and the trials of life come, no matter how bad things get, you can stand strong like Corrie Ten Boom and her sister and acknowledge that no matter how deep the pit may be, our Lord is still deeper still. You can stand through the storms of life if you build your spiritual house on the rock foundation of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or you can build your house on the sand and reject the teachings of Christ. You know, I'll tell you, you know, there used to be a commercial about investing. And this guy was saying, well, I've invested in this stock. Another guy in the restaurant said, well, my broker is E.F. Hutton. And E.F. Hutton says, and everybody in the restaurant stops what they're doing and listens and brings their ears closer to hear what E.F. Hutton's advice is. Okay? Let me tell you something. God became a man. Okay? God became a man and he spoke. God became a man and he told us some things. And some guys love God enough so what they when they saw, hey, wait a minute, here is God, he has become a man and he's telling us things. And so praise God. Some of these guys took notes. Okay? God became a man, and God has spoken. This is not E.F. Hutton. Okay? The day's going to come, whether E.F. Hutton knew the Lord or not, I don't know, but the day's going to come when Jesus speaks, even E.F. Hutton is going to have to listen. But God has spoken, and it's just like, you know, people tell me, Phil, you know, you're making too much out of this. Okay, the guys, their doctrine's not that great. But they love the Lord. And it's like, you can distort Jesus' teachings. You can trample over his word. There are areas where good, godly people disagree. But on the essentials, you could just trample over Jesus' teachings and still love Jesus? No, it's a different Jesus than the true Jesus of the Bible. Jesus is God. We're not. And so whatever, God became a man, and he wasn't a mute God. He spoke to us, and we should cherish his words, and we should build our lives upon his teachings. And only those who build their lives upon his teachings will they stand when the storms of life come. I'll tell you, you want to see... You know, I've seen plenty of health and wealthers all caught up in that, and a lot of them are victims, not necessarily victimizers, but when the storms of life come, they don't know what to do. I mean, everything goes wrong. They lose their job, they lose their money, this and that, and they go to their preacher for advice, and their preacher tells them, well, you must have some unconfessed sin or some lack of faith. You just watch these people weep, and they keep naming it and claiming it, and their God doesn't come through, so they just give up, and the next thing you know, the guy's back in the bar, throwing down another beer and telling his problems to a bartender. And when everything's said and done, it's because he didn't build his spiritual house on the rock of the Lord Jesus and his teachings. He built his house on the sand, on the faulty pseudo-wisdom of man. Trinity Bible Fellowship, I doubt very much we'll ever go down in history as... this powerful church that transformed Kitsap County and the country and this and that. And I don't think that when they update the church history textbooks that 20 years from now there'll be a mention of our church and what we did or this and that and blah, blah. I doubt that very much, okay? But the fact of the matter is we are really making some effort to build our church on the rock foundation of the teachings of the Lord Jesus. And we have said no to a lot, an awful lot of wisdom of man principles that will bring in the multitudes. Because Americans want to be healthy. They want to be wealthy. They want to be prosperous. They want to be little gods. You know, they want. If you come through our doors, you're going to hear you're a sinner. You're going to hear you can't save yourself. You're going to hear that you have earned the flames of hell, that the only way you can be saved is through the Lord Jesus, and then after you get saved, the only way you can live a godly life is by trusting in the Lord Jesus, because you're too messed up to do it on your own, just as I'm too messed up to do it on my own. And so when everything's said and done, maybe Trinity Bible Fellowship isn't going to be famous. Maybe we're not going to, you know, on earth people might not see the role we played. I think when we get to heaven, I think God's going to show us how instrumental we were in different areas that we never even imagined. Training people, equipping people, and then when God calls them out, they go and serve other places. But when everything's said and done, we're trying to build our church on the rock foundation of the Lord Jesus and His teachings. Pray for us that we can remain faithful to that. Help us in that. And when everything's said and done, there's some big church buildings that are going to come down in the storms. But our church, our spiritual house, is going to be standing firm as so long as we continue to build our house on the rock foundation of the teachings of the Lord Jesus. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we just thank you, Lord, that you chose to not just save us, but to also call us to serve you, to call us into a personal relationship with you, to walk with you, and to join you in your work. And we don't have to wait to see you face to face to start working for your kingdom. That we can do that right now through the power that you've given us. And so I thank you, Lord, so much for the Sermon on the Mount. And I pray that we would not make excuses. Yes, the things you tell us to do in the Sermon on the Mount are beyond our own ability. But the fact of the matter is, it can be done and it will be done through the power of your indwelling Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Lord, that you have chosen to make your residence within us, to work through us, to change us, to make the changes that need to be made, and to empower us to be all that you called us to be. I pray, Lord, that we would be good American citizens, but that we would realize that ultimately our citizenship is in the kingdom of God, your kingdom, and that we would live not to build our own kingdoms, but that we would live to work for your kingdom and long for the day when your kingdom comes to earth in its fullness, and long for that day when we see your Son, the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when we shall see him face to face, knowing that when we see him, we will be like him. So we just thank you, Lord, that you've given us your power so that our lives can be transformed and we can serve you in a worthy manner because you have chosen to work through us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.